Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It helps to write down some things that God does for you. It's good reading. In the midst of a trial, it is. It is, because the devil tries to tell you, oh, this ain't happened, and that ain't happened, and that ain't happened in a long time, and who have you ever heard this happen for? Well, it has happened. And it is happening. And the devil's a liar. He don't want you thinking about it, because he knows it boosts your faith. And it helps. Every time God comes through for you on something, write it down. Date it. Then the devil's trying to mess with you sometime, go pull out your victory book. Amen. Yeah? And slap the devil. Yeah. Say, yeah, it don't work. What about this? And remind him. Worked real good that time, didn't it? Yeah. And what about 6 months later? What about that, huh? Yeah, and what about the year after that, huh? And what about that? What about that time I got healed and they said I couldn't get healed? What about that? What about that time looked like we were going under for sure and the money came in that morning? What about that? What about that? It won't take much of that. Your spirit will start standing up on the inside going, yeah. And what's he going to do now? God's going to do the same thing now that he did last year and the year before and the year before. Oh, it boosts your faith. It helps you tremendously. But see, you're not going to be thankful for what you forget. So that's why the scripture said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Then he starts naming them off, doesn't he? He forgives all my iniquities. He heals all my diseases. He delivers my soul from destruction. He renews my youth like the eagles. He goes on. He's remembering and thanking, and it brings you closer to your next victory. Well, let's go on to this third one that we haven't talked about much. Which one would that be? Worship. Worship. Go with me to the New Testament. If you hold your place in Psalms, we're coming back there. But go over to the book of John. The book of John, the fourth chapter. And let's talk about worship this evening. John 4. John 4, Jesus is talking to the woman at the well, and through revelation, word of knowledge, he told her about her past, and she began to realize she was in the presence of God, and she began to talk about religion. You know, a lot of times people will do that. They want the spotlight off of them. So if something comes up, instead of talking about themselves, they want to talk about some doctrinal point. You ever seen that? Yeah. Happens a lot. And so she wanted to talk about that. In verse 20 of John 4, 20, she said, our fathers did what? Worshipped in this mountain. And you say, now see, they were Samaritans, and she's talking to Jesus as a Jew. You Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. So what was her big deal that she wanted to talk about was where the correct geographical location for worship. And of course, carnal people, natural people, emphasize the natural. Spiritual people emphasize the spiritual. Jesus said to her, verse 21, woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Now that was a new word in that day. Oh, that was radical to say it's not about the place, because it was about the place big time with those people in that day. But Jesus is introducing them to the new covenant, isn't he? See, he said, the hour comes. And it was right at the door when he was going to be offered up as the final sacrifice and pay the price. And when he did, when he was, you remember the veil was torn, right? That separated the Holy of Holies from the rest. And symbolizing that now the way is open for everybody to come right into the presence of God by the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, my, my, my. That's why our covenant is a better covenant, established upon better promises. Makes no difference what your background is. Jew or Gentile or Samaritan, male or female or color, race. None of it makes any difference. It's all by the blood. We all have access. See, in the old covenant, only the high priest could go into the Holy of Holies, and only after particular preparation, washing and cleansing and offering of sacrifice for himself and putting on the special robes, and only at the right time, you could fall dead. And anybody else was forbidden from going in. Oh, but now the New Testament says we can come boldly before the very throne of God. You can. I can. Everybody can. Now the New Testament says there's just one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Just one. I have a real issue with these people and ministers and ministries and denominations that tell you that you have to come through them. You have to come through the preacher to get to God. You have to come through them to get forgiveness of sin. You have to come through them to get your prayers answered. Or you have to come through, you know, saints that are here or saints that are gone. No, you don't. No, you don't. One mediator. One. One. Jesus. Jesus. And through him, you. Not you plus somebody else. You can come right straight to the throne of God. And the Father God himself hear you. And answer your prayer. Oh, glory to God. What a privilege. What an honor. I know people believe other things, but you got to get back to the Bible now. Right? Yes. I don't wear any St. Christophers around my neck. I don't pray to Mary. I have the greatest respect for Mary. But nothing in the Bible about anybody ever praying to her. Did you hear me? We can go straight to the throne. I said we can go straight to the throne. Right? In the name of Jesus. Jesus himself said, in that day you'll ask me nothing. But whatever you ask the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. Ask that your joy may be full. Woo, glory to God. Make a difference if you was born again yesterday. How bad you might have been. How many sins you may have committed. If you're forgiven, you're forgiven. If you're cleansed, you're cleansed. You might not be able to quote two scriptures or one. But if you believe this, you can come by faith into the very presence of the Most High God, creator of heavens and earth. And just say, I come in the name of Jesus. I come not on my own merits. I come based on his blood washing me from my sins. I come in his name and you're accepted. You're received and you're heard. Oh, glory to God. How blessed we are. How privileged we are. Don't be misled by anything else. Now, we're going to get into some things tonight, and I'm not trying to come against anybody or any group. But you're going to see some things in the Word that we are strictly told not to do concerning worship. We're to worship God only. Right? He said it's not the place. He said the time's coming. How many know we live in that time? He was talking about. We're there. It was established when he was raised from the dead. Now, he said it won't be, you won't say that this is the place or that is the place. Thank God for having a nice church. That we can all come together and worship God. But how many know you don't have to wait till church time to worship God, and you don't have to come stand in a building to worship God. No, no, no. Or to be worshiping God all the time. Worship God in your house. Worship God on your bed. Worship God in your car. Worship God. He said, verse 23, the hour comes and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. See, we talked about a while back that true praise and thanksgiving and worship blesses God. Remember we camped on that a while? We saw numerous scriptures that He receives it. He inhales it. He takes it into Himself like sweet incense, like a beautiful aroma. It pleases Him. It blesses Him. Well, that's reason enough to do it, right? Even if you didn't know about the personal benefits, if you know that it blesses Him, we ought to do it. He said, the Father seeketh such. Well, that's a strong statement. God seeks such. Would you raise your hand and say, I'm a worshiper of God. I'm a worshiper of God. A true worshiper of God. True worshiper of God. Verse 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him. How? In spirit. That's the third time that's been emphasized in these two verses. What's the opposite of spirit? Flesh. What's the opposite of truth? Falseness. Deception. So notice the word must. In other words, you can't worship God just with fleshly things, and you can't worship God with any pretense or falseness. Now the devil is called the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4. And he's also called for lack of a better word, in Corinthians, Paul talked about, the Holy Ghost through him, talked about how that the enemy's representatives are transformed. And the word there is like our word actor. The devil is a liar and the father of it. And he and his cohorts and people that are influenced by him are the preeminent actors, pretenders. And God, that's the furthest thing from Him that there could be.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me